had a...
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, we're going to be joined in a moment by my co-host, Ken O'Neill, as we perform Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Today's show is titled The New Inquisition and Restoring Paradise, and we'll be joined by Dr. Arthur Versluis for that interview. And then during the second hour, so many people and labs are investing so much money in trying to find ways to affect muscle-wasting diseases. Could it be as simple as just giving them more of the amino acid leucine? We're going to examine that discussion with Dr. Renee Koopman later in the show. So you're going to want to hear that. Just want to remind everybody, yesterday, Isaiah Passwater from Clearly Filtered came on and announced that from the 3rd, which was yesterday, through the 19th of December, you can get actually 10% off all of the products over at clearlyfiltered.com. Go to Superhuman Radio, click the Clearly Filtered banner ad today, shop around, give the gift of pure water, and save 10% by using the coupon code SHR. So now I am joined by, as you can hear in the background there for a moment, my co-host Ken O'Neill. How you doing, Ken?
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And today's show is called The New Inquisition and Restoring Paradise. And we have Professor Arthur Versluis on with us. Would you like to do the introduction for Professor Versluis?
I sure would. And I'd like to do it in an unusual way because I feel that with Dr. Versluis, we're reaching a real turning point. What kind of turning point? About 30 years ago, I had occasion to visit a lecture in Berkeley. And came to realize how woefully incomplete my education was by means of American institutions of education. The speaker that evening was a man associated with Sorbonne, Antoine Fave. In his lifetime, he's published easily a shelf full of books. And what I came to realize is that there are currents that have shaped the Western mind that we don't know anything about. They're not part of our education. To gain insight and information and education in them, you have to go to European sources. British press, in fact. When I used to go to England and France, I'd tote back large bags full of books of things that I couldn't buy here. And since the Renaissance, we have had, particularly since the Renaissance, the word esoteric come to, in European parlance, have a special meaning. The Renaissance came about largely through the development of the humanities at an era where the scholasticism, the theology, thought it ruled the world and there was nothing more to know. And the humanities recognized that our knowledge was fundamentally incomplete. And we have sort of been in that situation ever since. Today, science has taken the place of religion and says our knowledge is complete, when in fact, much of the struggle today is that we know it's not complete, and we're attempting to give credible voice not only to its incompleteness, but to the bigger project of gaining veridical knowledge to complete it. Dr. Versluis has published a prodigious outpouring of works over the last 30 years. You'll have to go to his website just to get a fix on what he's done. Of them, I recently read The New Inquisitions. We tend to think of the Inquisition as something that happened with the church a long time ago.
Right.
The church's version of the Inquisition actually was active through the 19th century. Dr. Versluis's book extends that paradigm to understanding versions of the Inquisition in 19th and 20th century political states in the Soviet Union, in Nazi Germany, in Spain, in Italy, and raises the question, can it happen here? I think it's a very, very important consideration for us at a time when we're out of control in terms of even having primary knowledge about our health care, even being empowered to ask our doctors questions. The other book, Restoring Paradise, it is the salvation point because it introduces a notion of something called esoteric knowledge that's gained through an experience of knowing, gnosis, that emphasizes recovery and restoration of those lost dimensions that we sense are lost, but in our official constructs of reality, we're told aren't there. So this is quite revolutionary in the sense of what catalyzed the Latin Renaissance 4 centuries ago and puts us in a position of understanding that the development of humanism remains an unfinished product, a project, one that is ours to do. And without further ado, welcome, Dr. Verzelis.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on your show. It sounds really interesting, and certainly the study of esoteric religion ties in with the theme of superhuman or transhuman states of consciousness and dimensions of human life, so I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. What got you going in writing The New Inquisitions?
Well, that book came out of my discovery that there were patterns you could see historically that in the 20th century you had a number of totalitarian states, and those states had similar patterns, and you can see how those patterns of inquisitionalism operate historically, not only in the medieval period, but all the way back to late antiquity. And you can see the same kind of pattern operating in contemporary, that is, 20th century societies. So the genesis of the book was looking at those patterns, inquisitional patterns, but then also looking in the latter part of the book at how it's possible to go beyond those. And it's not a political, some people have misunderstood the book, possibly by not actually reading it. some of that misunderstanding comes from, recognizing that my argument is not focused on right or left. It's not a book that is politically motivated. It's a book about understanding a phenomenon that we're facing today, and how do we overcome that phenomenon?
Exactly. I think part of the great value of the book is that once you understand the characteristics of inquisitional thinking and control, it's time to ask, am I subject to them in any way in myself?
I have to ask a question. And this is something I've pondered since I was a young boy in parochial school, and I observed what was wrong with organized religion at a very, very young age. What is it? Pick any religious ideology. What is it about a religious movement that requires the constant conversion of new members? And I know that a lot of people position it as altruistic. We want to save souls, but clearly that's not what it is. What is it? Is it simply the fact that religion can be a form of government that can occupy the world regardless of continent or governing body over that continent, and kind of be almost superfluous and larger than any one government, and so they want to grow? Or is it that people, in order for them to believe, they need to see other believers to reinforce their decision of what they're doing.
Well, what that particular book looks at is more the phenomenon of rejection and scapegoating. So it really, for me, is a question of why, for example, you have an extraordinary mystic, probably the greatest mystic in the history of Roman Catholic Christianity, Meister Eckhart. And Meister Eckhart, even Meister Eckhart, who was part of the Catholic tradition, was, though he wasn't brought up directly on charges of heresy, was brought into question. And there are other people who were actually burned to death by the church. There was a very similar woman mystic by the name of Marguerite of Porrette. And this is in the medieval, kind of what's called the high medieval period, around 1300, was burned to death. And so my question is really, why would the institution turn on its own in some sense? And that is not a pattern that is only, it's there in Catholicism, and that's why I include it. But it's also a pattern that's, and I don't discuss this in the book, but it's also there in the Islamic world. So, as an example, and in other places as well. So it's a question for me, not of the expansion, but rather of punishment of particular points of view or particular perspectives that don't fit.
You want to comment on this, Ken? This is really something I've pondered for decades now, about why people, I mean, my ex-wife was Jewish. We had friends that were Christian. They were always trying to convert her. And they came from a position that they wanted to save her soul. And, you know, it's like, to me, there's something else afoot here. It's not altruistic. And, you know, when we look at how heinous, religious movements can be, people forget that the term dog days of summer comes from the Spaniards during the Inquisition would go to islands where there were indigenous people there. They would board the island. They would say to them, convert to Catholicism. And these individuals would say no. They'd get back on the ship and they'd send boats of rabid dogs onto the island that would vanquish the island, kill every living thing on the island. The dogs would get back on the boat and they would go to another island. This is where the term dog days of summer comes from. You can't be altruistic and want to save souls. And when those souls say, I don't want to be saved, you kill them.
Well, I think the Inquisition has more to do with just rejection of conversion attempts. It has to do with persecution of heterodoxy. For example, the one we all know, Giordano Bruno, was burned at the stake. And, he wouldn't convert. But on the other hand, he was asserting teachings, viewpoints that were in direct competition. And from the time of the Renaissance, what was the big heresy? The scientific heresy.
Well, it wasn't the only one.
Well, I know.
And, we still have heresies today. In fact, one of the Vicki Nelson has pointed out, and I think Jeff Kripal as well, that today, arguably the greatest heresy is to turn against or to criticize the kind of reductive materialism.
Oh, yeah. Do you all know what that means?
No, go ahead. What is reductive materialism? We have a minute before we go into the break.
Let's make a distinction between science and scientism. Scientism is formed roughly from the time of the Enlightenment, but becomes orthodoxy from the mid-19th century. And it's the view that everything can be reduced by explanation to material cause. So consciousness is not regarded as something separate. It's regarded as an artifact of the brain. Just as your kidneys secrete urine, your brain excretes consciousness in that worldview.
Interesting.
That's right.
Interesting. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take the break now so that we can come back and pick this up on the other side. You're listening to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Arthur Vassalis. We're talking about, right now, the current Inquisition. Is there one going on? Do you see it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad to day.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no.
We're talking this hour with Dr. Arthur Vassalis. I mispronounced his name a little while ago. Dr. Vassalis, let's go ahead and get you to plug some of your most recent books and stuff, website, and how people can find you, and they'll get right back into the discussion.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. I've enjoyed the conversation. As far as finding me on the web, it's arthurvassalis.com, and my books you can find on Amazon pretty easily. And My most recent books include American Gurus, which just came out, and also a book called Religion of Light in the Mystical State, because those two books focus on mysticism and transcendent states of consciousness, and that's part of what I look at in different books, including Restoring Paradise, which is an earlier book that ties in with some things I'm working on now. So thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Restoring Paradise in a moment. It kind of reminds me of Dante's comedy. You know, it starts out in hell and ends up in heaven. But Ken, more deaths have been caused in the name of religion than any other single cause. Doesn't this in and of itself kind of cast a dark shadow over all organized religion? Islam is doing today what Christianity did hundreds of years ago, and I'm sure there'll be another movement some other day.
I think we can say that if we ignore the 20th century. The 20th century had a huge body count due to political agendas. In effect, the secularization of religion is what we're dealing with today. What was once, you know, overbelief expressed in inquisitional regimes and totalitarian states has now opted toward communism, has opted toward Nazi Germany. Other people would argue for corporatism, the corporate state that is no longer a democratic state, but perhaps uses propaganda to give us that idea. The bottom line is we have a body count. And what facilitates it? I think the important thing about talking Inquisition is what Arthur said. First of all, it doesn't apply to just the left or just the right. Both poles breed inquisitional states. What is the importance of an inquisitional state? It's control. It's control of a population. It's to cap dissidents. What would you add, Arthur?
I think you're absolutely right, Ken. I think that it's true that there were body counts for different religions prior to the 20th century. There's no doubt of that. And into the 20th century as well. But those are dwarfed by the slaughters that took place in World War One and Two. And under communism as well. And so it's a question for me of what creates a totalitarian state or a kind of totalitarian ideology. And one of the things, and I think you put your finger on it, is something that one could call secularized religion or a political religion where the state becomes invested with a kind of quasi-religious authority and power, invests itself with it. And it is about, as you say, power and control.
And one transition we've seen in times past in religious environments, we talked heresy or heterodoxy. Under secular states, mental illness became the agenda for boxing people off to gulags and so on to either eliminate them permanently or to isolate them from society, maybe to do a lobotomy or something. What I find very interesting moving into Restoring Paradise, there you distinguish between two mindsets. The one that is monolithic, that understands everything literally, historically, and then they transition to the ahistorical, literal type of understanding. Now, why am I bringing those up? We've had other people on. We've had Michael Murphy on. We've had Al Kosniak on, Marilyn Schlitz, all of whom have talked about our dormant human potential. Now, in the language of esotericism, we don't talk about the dormant human potential, but we're talking about it. And what Arthur does so well in that book is characterize the transition from the kind of psychological state that we're inculcated with being a member of a society to how to begin to establish individualization, to individuate in Jung's terms, to free ourselves through a discipline that includes imagination. Please tell us more.
Well, that's a very different book, and I think you're right in characterizing it as pointing toward something that I discuss in later books as well and develop, and that is part of transhuman or superhuman capacity has to include and be centered in consciousness. And in that book, what I'm doing is looking back in history for aspects of transcendence that appeared in literature, because I think there are poets and writers of fiction who also are revealing aspects of consciousness and pointing. They're providing pointers toward a kind of transcendent consciousness, and some of them really explicitly so. That includes people like Oskar de Milos. He's a Lithuanian-Polish poet of the mid-20th century whose work is highly symbolic, and it points toward, he says he's writing towards someone in the future who will read this and understand and begin to realize it. And that's really one of the themes of the book.
Interesting.
Well, you think about it in an evolutionary context, and in a context in which esotericism is taking roots in our culture, and we often hear that the imaginal work, the visionary work, expresses our future, calling us to come forward and become it.
Well, I want to take a break on that note, because that actually is somewhere that I was going. And so I want to kind of propose something and get both of your opinions about this. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. We're talking right now with Dr. Arthur Versluis. We'll be right back. Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive
olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to talk about, you know, so many labs are working on a way to reverse muscle wasting diseases. Could it be as simple as the free-form amino acid leucine? Right now, this is Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. We've moved on to the discussion of paradise. You know, paradise is subjective. It's whatever someone believes it's supposed to be. Every religious ideology has a different form of paradise. And which brings me to this, something that you were leading into, Ken, when we were going into the break. This notion of the imagination, its effect on our perception of life and even the realities of life. I've often wondered about this. You know, all the things that we've seen in fiction when we were kids, Flash Gordon, many of these things have come to fruition. And while this may not be appropriate for the context of this discussion, it really begs the answer of whether or not these things were things we realized that would come to pass someday, so those who had vision wrote about them, or that the collective masses, once they accepted these concepts, they actually came to fruition, which means that whatever we believe will happen, as soon as enough people on the planet believe it as well, those things would come to fruition as well. And in the context of religion, when you have mass prayer, and some people actually see effects of that, is this not just a way of confirming what we talk about on this particular show all the time, the power of our mind and desire to actually affect reality?
Well, I have a view on that, but I'm going to defer to Arthur on this one.
Okay.
Well, I'd be interested in what you have to say. I think, in terms of what I'm looking at in the book, I think it is not about a particular paradise, but rather a way of reading the world. And so I think, Carl, what you're saying is true, that what we see, what we look for, does tend to manifest, and In that regard, I think there's certainly some truth in that. And in the book, I'm not looking at that exactly, but rather looking at how different states of consciousness are awakened by or manifested through triggering by literature or by art. Because my argument is that historically what happened was, since you have this suppression through inquisitional kind of thinking of esoteric ways of, or esoteric kinds of approaches, you then had people transmitting it in somewhat encoded or secret ways, and those are through literature and through art. And so you had these fantastic alchemical images and writings that are like code. They're very obscure, and you can't tell what's being referred to immediately as a green lion. And it's only later, when you work with it for a while, that you begin to see what's going on there. And often it's a coding for states of consciousness. And so that's really what I'm looking at in the book. And in that case, it's fairly precise. They're saying, if you do X, Y will happen. And then it's shown in images and symbols. But it's really ultimately about consciousness. So that's what I'm referring to in the book in a kind of thumbnail version.
So, Ken, what do you think? Does consciousness direct the outcome of reality, or are we just perceptive about where our reality is going?
To that. In the late 80s, I got to know a man through Jay Kinney, that published Gnosis magazine, a man named Horn Gutfeld, who's a Swedenborgian priest in San Francisco. He'd been shot down over eastern France during World War II as he was an Austrian flying in the German Air Force, and imprisoned in a Catholic church for several years, where his punishment was to learn to meditate. He came out of that experience, went back to Vienna, took a PhD. I think his major mentor was the man that wrote Viktor Frankl, a graduate of Auschwitz and Dachau, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning. His minor subject was Egyptology. They were taught, his comment was, when Americans read Egyptian texts, they're reading funerary texts, books about funerals, and that's all they seem to understand. They're for morticians. They were trained to read for seven discrete levels of meaning within a single paragraph, within a text. They were trained to exercise their imagination to go one step, then go the next step, that like an onion being successfully peeled layer upon layer, that more and more was revealed in terms of wisdom in doing that. I could make the same argument for taking somebody through successive training in a gym over a 5 or 10 year period. They're not going to come out the person they went in if a sort of esoteric approach is implied, where they're learning to work consciousness. Now, so my answer there is, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. What we bring to the text is what we're going to read in the text, or what we bring to the world in terms of beliefs and expectations will define the outcome. In the province of the mind, what one believes to be true becomes true experimentally and experientially. John Lilly. In terms of physics, our new science is putting a tremendous emphasis on consciousness in terms of non-locality, in terms of Bell's theorem, in terms of all kinds of stuff that basically says that you can't separate the experimenter's state of consciousness from the experiment they're conducting. Now, Arthur said a while ago, mentioned our heresy today being reductionistic scientism. That view of the world says that matter alone is fundamental, and it rejects the idea of intentionality, of consciousness, of anything else having anything to do. People like the failed theorist of the thrifty gene, Richard Dawkins, pope of scientism, in my opinion, goes on and on and on about anything to do with consciousness is fraudulent. Well, in my view, he's espousing a worldview like that found before the time of Copernicus, that the Earth is the center of the world and it's that way because science says so or religion says so. Unfortunately, where this becomes inquisitional is in funding research, in publishing articles, in publishing books that take the new science and extend it to its ramifications, say, for example, in the effect of attitude, of beliefs, of consciousness on getting sick or getting well. We still can't deal with spontaneous remission.
Right.
In orthodox medicine, it's poo-pooed. It's tabooed.
Yeah, they always say, oh, you were misdiagnosed.
Well, yeah, and that's an inquisitional voice speaking to you.
Interesting.
Any doctor that pursues that is going to face censure by medical boards or worse.
I didn't think about that, but you're right. You're right. It's medical heresy.
I have friends that have been brought up on charges by boards for using terms like natural healing. They're not supposed to use that.
Yeah, it's interesting, and the other aspect of that is that there are states of consciousness that go beyond can be encompassed in a kind of scientistic worldview. And to its credit, contemporary scientists, especially in the area of neuroscience, are to some extent, at least some of them, trying to come to terms with that. One, we had come to MSU to speak, and that's Dr. Andrew Newberg, he's an MD, but he also works in the field of neuroscience, and he did a book called The Mystical Mind. And he's someone who's open to transcendent states of consciousness and is not limited to a kind of strictly a materialistic perspective. And there are others. So it's more, I think, like there's a kind of undercover battle going on, or to some extent maybe a paradigm shift that's happening, and potentially can happen. Paradigm war, that's true. But neuroscience, by its nature, neuroscientific approaches to something like consciousness are materialistic because people put a lot of emphasis on an MRI or on some other physical artifact. And as one neuroscientist wrote in a article a few years ago, there's a magical quality of interpretation to MRIs. You can, as long as you have an MRI, you can say anything, she said, because people will believe it because there's this purely physical basis.
But what's not being said is the MRI, the CAT scan, the PET scan are all measuring electromagnetic frequencies, energy emitted by the human body, by the human person.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break, and I'd like you to pose why that matters in this equation. We're talking right now about paradise. Is it perceived? Is it real? We're talking right now with Dr. Arthur Vosloos. This is Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Soldier Boy, tell me. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called the Soldier Boy. You got a punch, then crank back three times from left to right.
Welcome back to Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio. Trying to break the ties that bind us and make us all superhumans in every aspect of our lives. Mentally, physically, spiritually. That's what it's all about. Ken, why is it important that we acknowledge that these devices are just measuring energy, magnetic energy, energies in general of the body as a way to say, well, they're really not pertinent?
Well, the dominant paradigm doesn't accept what might be called energy medicine. Significantly, we're having on in January... James Oshman, who's the leading American scientist in the field of energy medicine, and we'll certainly learn more about this. It's not a popular topic in academia. It's Lily Kay's Oxford monograph establishes the development of biochemical medicine in America as fulfilling the agenda of John D. Rockefeller from about 1910 to create a monopoly of medicine through pharmaceuticals. And in doing that, our schools were funded. Our medical schools were funded. Our professorships, chairs were funded. Research was funded to those individuals that danced to the Rockefeller tune. And the Rockefeller tune included excising, getting rid of the heresies of chiropractic, homeopathy, energy medicine, physical culture, nutrition. All those things had to be removed from medical schools so that one ideology could dominate. That's the one we have today. So that when a doctor does a CAT scan, or an MRI, he thinks he's looking at an X-ray of physical matter. What he's looking at is a radio picture, so to speak, emitted from the cells, the composition of the body. When people in energy medicine talk about consciousness, they're saying that consciousness involves more than the central nervous system, that there are events that occur within us that occur at speeds that are measurable in quantum physics, not in electrical mechanics. So we want to talk esotericism. There's a good application. Our worldview is incomplete, woefully incomplete, thereby limiting the scope of applications that we can develop. The guesswork is that in time, as we begin to understand that we're emanating ki or we're emanating energies that the Kabbalists would understand or the Chinese would understand in new scientific terms, that we can then adjust those frequencies exogenously through equipment or, as healers do, to restore health instead of having to intrusively go in. That's the big science fiction picture. 100 years from now, your health, your cancer, for example, will be dealt with by sending electromagnetic frequencies into you that are not destroying tissue, but that are restoring it instead to its harmonia, to its natural harmonic state. Make sense?
Dr. Versluis?
Yes. Yeah, well, what Ken is talking about is an application of what I was referring to. That's quite right, and that is that if one comes in with a very kind of materialistic perspective, then thinking about or trying to understand consciousness as a result of that doesn't work very well. And out of that basic misunderstanding then come all kinds of other consequences, including the ones that he was referring to. And what I'm working on and have been now for a few years has to do with literature on transcendent states of consciousness and what's been written about it, how it's understood. I'm doing a survey of the early 20th century when people were much more open to different approaches and different ways of understanding. You had somebody like William James at Harvard who wrote a book called Varieties of Religious Experience that to this day is still a helpful and useful, provides a helpful and useful way of thinking. But what you had over the course of the 20th century is a kind of eclipse of those earlier perspectives that were actually on the right track, I think. And instead you had the development of behaviorism and various other kinds of approaches. The human being can be adjusted through chemistry because we're all just a, you know, clot of chemicals and that's it. That kind of thinking began to dominate. And what you can see when you go back and look through the history and look at literature is that there are alternative ways of understanding consciousness that are much richer, and those have implications for areas like medicine and other areas, ecology as well.
James's other work that's made a big comeback of late is Essays in Radical Imperialism, the crux of which is you're not doing science if you exclude what he called wild facts. Esalen has had a CIRSEM program going for over a decade now that's resulted in publication of a book that hinges on James's work and Frederick Myers' work, entitled Irreducible Mind. The crux of it is to destroy the paradigm that you can reduce mind to consciousness. It's 800 fascinating pages thick.
I have that book on my shelf, actually.
Me
it's
too.
Right behind me.
Very interesting.
All this stuff, gang, has practical applications to your well-being. What we're talking about, you can call it mysticism, you can call it esotericism, you can call it inquisition. The baseline is life. Are the things that we're doing bestowing health, wellness, a sense of living in a paradise, or are we drudging our way through lost or worse? And the challenge of evolution socially is, what kind of world are we going to co-create? Are we going to get that sense of incompleteness and go, hey, let's commit our national purpose to a renaissance?
That's very much what I was looking at and aiming for in a book called The Mystical State, which is a book that charts a journey toward a possible future or possible futures in which we're looking at what the application of mysticism could potentially be, or how it could manifest in a political context. What did that look like historically, and what does it look like going forward?
I need to read that. I mean, that's what this program is for. I love that, Arthur. Everybody out there, get that title again?
The Mystical State.
So it's a play on words.
That's right. It's Mystical State of Consciousness, but it's also about state, as in decentralized political organization. Because the argument I make fits with New Inquisitions. The argument is that authoritarian kind of bureaucratic giant states are not actually natural to humans, that humans more naturally fit within decentralized local communities. And that's part of the argument.
I agree.
We have to end the interview here, unfortunately.
Well, I'm going to make a comment for everybody's peace of mind and benefit to gain the education your state has not given you. Go out and get all of Arthur's books and start reading them.
Well, listen, I really appreciate the invitation and the chance to talk with you folks. It's been enjoyable. I've enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Well, we've got more times to do it, too. The last topic, I would love to just do a whole hour on that.
I enjoy it, too. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Dr. Bassus.
Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so, and Ken O'Neill, thank you for putting the show together today. Please visit transevolutionaryfitness.com to learn more about Ken O'Neill.
And next week will be Michael Mooney back talking about the many facets of niacin.
Finally. Yeah, I wanted to do that show. I reached out to him, actually. Good. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to say goodbye to Ken O'Neill. Goodbye, Ken O'Neill.
Bye-bye.
And then we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, could leucine be all we need to resolve muscle-wasting diseases? Are we wasting our time focusing on myostatin inhibition and all these other very expensive, very, very sexy but difficult means of managing muscle-wasting disease when we have this wonderful amino acid available right now? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As I said going into the commercial break, many labs are searching for a way to deal with muscle wasting diseases as well as muscle wasting as a secondary condition associated with the disease. And many of them are looking for very, very sexy, hard to accomplish routes like myostatin inhibition and so on. Could the amino acid leucine be all that we really need to look at? My next guest is Dr. Renee Koopman, who's actually joining us from Australia, where it's 5 a.m. in the morning. Welcome to the show, Dr. Koopman.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
So, first of all, this was a review of existing literature that you did, correct?
Yes. That's a review that my PhD student Dan Hamm put together.
Why did you look at that? You know, I had the fortune of talking to Dr. Seijen Lee many, many years ago when his discovery of both myostatin inhibition and the introduction of follistatin affected protein synthesis and hypertrophy in rodents, but clearly lots of things went wrong when we looked at a myostatin null rodent from birth forward versus a human adult or even an adult rodent and trying to see some of the same results. And that's kind of fallen by the wayside. Many labs are looking for very, very sexy, very hard to reproduce methods of dealing with muscle wasting disorders in general. What made you go back and look at this amino acid that's found in a lot of high quality proteins, quite frankly?
Well, my interest has always been in nutrition, and the way I look at it, especially in the medical field, nutrition is a simple sort of solution for a whole lot of diseases, and it's often overlooked. I mean, it's a bit more sexy, just like you said, to prescribe a whole range of drugs to prevent something, whereas, focus on changing little things in a diet. I mean, generally, we're not really getting the same amount of the adequate amount of protein with every meal that we take. Just so simple things like that, I think are just worth looking at, and also making it known to basically not only the public but also the physicians. Well, okay, you're prescribing these drugs, but let's also just go back to the basics and have a look at nutrition.
The problem is that, and we're going to get away from this in a second, but the problem is that the medical orthodoxy does not believe that nutrition plays a role in either the etiology of disease or the reversal of disease states. Their attitude is that only drugs and drug therapies can change lots of these conditions. And so, quite frankly, until physicians start being taught in medical school the importance of nutrition and the effects of nutrition and even activity as forms of medicine, you're speaking to a group that are going to ignore the discussion. But those of us, especially those of us within the physical culture community, who know that, for instance, a resistance exercise is maybe 10% of the stimulatory effect of protein synthesis and muscular hypertrophy. The other 90% is what you do outside the gym, which requires adequate amounts of high leucine content, high quality proteins. And so, you know, there's a large number of us out there who understand the value of nutrition and its effect of growing muscle. It's just hard to convince those outside of this small niche community to see this. Now,
but I think that. Sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
I think one of the things that contributes to that is that, I mean, a physician would prescribe a certain drug when the drug has gone through a whole range of randomized clinical trials, right?
Right.
And after years and years of validation about the safety, efficacy, et cetera, et cetera. There are no randomized clinical trials, and I mean the massive trials that you see for the drugs, like with 10,000 patients worldwide. They're not available for many of the nutritional components that we're talking about, because, I mean, who's going to sponsor them?
Exactly.
Right? Those trials are very expensive, very difficult to run. And there's just not a lot of interest. So, I mean, from a physician sort of standpoint, I can sort of understand that you're not putting the main focus on a nutritional therapy because, well, you cannot say, well, we found this study that showed an X percent increase in or reduction in the chance that you get a recurrence with cancer or something like that. So it's understandable, but, I mean, from a patient perspective, from an elderly perspective, I mean, I can totally understand focusing on nutrition is one of the only things that you can actually control. You can decide yourself, like, I'm going to do this, and this with my nutrition. Whereas, with your drug treatment, you don't necessarily have too much choice.
Well, and I see a great opportunity for organizations that head up, for instance, the dairy industry or the beef industry or the poultry industry to take the baton and run with it and to start paying, you know, and spending the dollars, because many, like, for instance, red meat gets a really, really bad rap because of processed meats, bologna and hot dogs and terrible foods like that. And so, you know, the beef foundations, the industry organizations, they need to step up and go, we want to pay to have a study done and for instance, in a muscle wasting condition or cachexia or whatever, and we're going to feed people a certain number of ounces of beef each day and see what the results are. They need to step up so that not only can they contribute to the discussion, but they can maybe push back at some of the negative propaganda being promoted by, quite frankly, a misguided vegan vegetarian agenda right now, which, you know, anytime you allow ideology to dictate dietary templates over science and biology, you really are making big mistakes. But they should step up. They should spend the money to look at this research.
Yeah, I cannot agree more. You're hitting the nail on the head there.
Talk about your research for a second. So what did you include in the was this a this is not a meta analysis? Was this considered a meta analysis or review? Review.
Yeah, it's general review, but it's not the review where you just go through all the papers that you read and you basically sum up everybody's conclusion. Because that's one of the things that we've run into with this this particular topic, that a whole range of labs would say, well, we've tested leucine in the acute setting. It stimulates protein synthesis. Protein synthesis, everybody knows, is very important to probably just maintain muscle mass, right? It's all about the balance between protein synthesis and degradation. So the idea is if you stimulate protein synthesis throughout the day is a bit more intense with your additional leucine ingestion with your meals, and that would eventually result in an increase in muscle mass. But we found out that, when we were going through all the literature, the long-term intervention studies using leucine don't show an increase in muscle mass. So there's this disparity between acutely, yes, it stimulates protein synthesis, clearly, very clearly, but prolonged supplementation so far has not been shown to be very effective in maintaining muscle mass.
But were these papers looking at exclusively supplementing with just that one free-form amino acid? Is that what they were doing?
No, it's a combination of real, just the long-term studies were the ones that were giving about 2.5 grams of leucine per meal extra. So, I mean, that was solely focused on leucine supplementation itself. The acute studies, that includes protein sources that are high in leucine versus protein sources that are a bit lower in leucine, high amounts of, or, for example, 25 grams of whey versus only 6.5 grams of whey plus additional leucine and that comparison. So the acute studies are a mixture of just whole protein sources and leucine supplementation versus the long term is only focused on leucine.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and take our break now because I want to get deeper into this. I've got lots of questions. We're talking with Dr. Renee Koopman. We're talking about leucine as a therapy for muscle wasting. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Renee Koopman. We're talking about, could leucine be all we need to combat muscle wasting diseases? So first of all, let's talk about a couple things. Muscle wasting diseases have a variety of different pathways that they occur, right? Some of them are from, nerve innervation failures. Others are from... there's a variety of pathways that cause muscle wasting disorders.
Yeah,
did your research into leucine provide that it's better for some and not others, or is it as effective across the board?
Well, I think that's... So what we've done is, in the review, we focused on a couple of ways, of a couple of conditions are associated with them. With muscle wasting. So we looked at what happens during inactivity and bed rest, aging, cancer cachexia, and those sorts of conditions. And I guess one of the main sort of things that you always have to take into consideration with when you look at the efficacy of a certain component is, what is the normal food intake? So are people in energy balance, yes or no? Because it's obvious that and for example, during bed rest, if people are in energy balance, okay, they lose muscle, but if they are eating more or eating less than what they actually need, they lose more muscle. So clearly the energy intake and the nutrient intake is important. And other conditions really is what you'll see is that there's this chronic inflammation, either chronic, so it's for example, in aging and some of the other diseases, diabetes, obesity, and there's the acute sort of acute inflammation that you see in ICU patients in sepsis, where you see a massive loss of muscle. And I mean, Lucien has been tested in a variety of conditions. The main focus has been, I think, the aging population. As I said before, it's acutely, it does stimulate protein synthesis. Long-term supplementation studies haven't shown many favorable effects so far.
One of the discussions we've had on this show numerous times, because the physical culture community is finds great favor in free-form amino acid blends, like branched-chain amino acids and so on. And one of the things that I've often said is that leucine by itself is kind of like the whistle that blows that it's time to get to work. But if you don't have the bricks, the mortars, the men who show up have no work to do. So without all other very important essential amino acids in combination, and then on top of that, the presence of certain transcription factors that are affected by growth growth hormones and so on, mechanogrowth hormones, IGF-1, and some of these other players, you don't have production. So is it unfair to just say, look, you know, we've given these people additional leucine with their diet and we didn't see any results, when it's like calling the guys to work but not giving them bricks and mortars and trowels and things to actually build the walls with?
Again, I think you're making a valid point. But the thing, I think what happened in this, at least the long-term studies where I was involved in, is that leucine was always given at a moment where there was together with a meal. So there was always, you could argue that there's always adequate protein around to support protein synthesis. So from that perspective, you would say, well, it should have worked if a long-term stimulation of protein synthesis actually translates into gains, long-term gains in muscle mass. But another thing that we have to consider, I guess, is that due to methodology and some other factors, we mainly focus on protein synthesis. And we mainly focus on measuring protein synthesis in a short period after a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't necessarily know what happens. We sort of have a good idea of what's happening with protein metabolism about 6 hours after you ingest protein. Not so much about the daily barrier, really the daily net effect of those supplements ingestion. But, I mean, in general, I think you're right that you're giving one specific amino acid, and to build protein you need a whole lot more of the amino acids because you need them all. But at the other end, the free amino acid pool is still there. So I think in a basal, in the sort of basal state, you give leucine and it stimulates protein synthesis. So from that perspective, you would think that it should work.
Protein synthesis is affected by leucine through the mammalian target of rapamycin, correct?
Yep.
So if mTOR is elevated, was mTOR elevated in the papers that you reviewed in response to the added leucine in the diet?
So again, acutely. So if you give leucine in the normal response immediately after, so in the 2 hours after, 2-3 hours after leucine ingestion, mTOR is clearly stimulated. So mTOR is clearly stimulated, S6 kinase, 4-EDP1, they're all activated.
Mm-hmm.
So protein synthesis is stimulated. There's just a disparity between, okay, you've got something, a treatment, that acutely stimulates protein synthesis, and we always sort of assume that an acute stimulation of protein synthesis, when we just do this particular thing repeatedly, should eventually lead to a gain in muscle mass. However, and that is true for a couple of studies from Stu Phillips' lab, where they measured acute protein synthesis responses to protein ingestion and resistance exercise. And I mean, they acutely stimulate protein synthesis and also those interventions in a long term result in an increase in muscle mass. It's just that with leucine, that's actually not the case.
The other thing that comes to mind for me is that we understand that protein synthesis does not lead to gains in muscle mass if the negative effectors of gains in muscle mass are pushing back harder than the positive effectors in gains in muscle mass, where the net effect ends up being zero or less than zero. So what about the role of leucine in influencing negative regulators of muscle mass, such as myostatin? If we have an individual, an elderly population, we just did a show about laminar B and its effect on age-related inflammatory response. What if we have this on one side, this push to lose muscle, and does mTOR? Obviously, leucine affects mTOR, which is a push to gain muscle, but does it also have an extrinsic effect on the negative effectors of muscle regulation?
And again, it's an excellent point. I think that's the problem with something, for example, the regulation of protein breakdown. Like, there's only one way of building proteins, and that's just by coupling amino acids together and folding it into a useful protein. And there's a lot of pathways actually controlling protein breakdown.
Right.
So there's the breakdown of whole organelles and via autophagy. There is the ubiquitin system. And they're all sort of regulated by different pathways. mTOR plays a little bit of a role in certain pathways. Others, it doesn't affect that much. So, I mean, mTOR doesn't really have a massive effect on calcium-mediated protein breakdown, but mTOR does have an effect on autophagy. So, again, the initial stimulus sort of decides what sort of pathway has a major contribution in protein breakdown. So it really depends, I guess, whether mTOR can actually play a role. So, and it's obvious when you look at some of the knockout models that look at the effect of mTOR, is that if you chronically stimulate mTOR, or at least just overexpressing RAP, or I don't think it's RAP, it's TCS, TSC. If you overexpress the activity of that particular protein, you're actually inducing myopathy. Hmm. So there's It's a very complex system there.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. When we take the break, when we come back, I want you to discuss in what conditions could leucine be beneficial in muscle wasting. We're talking right now with Dr. Renee Koopman. We're talking about leucine's potential role in as a therapy in muscle wasting disorders. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains. Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cree alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time
time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Renee Koopman. We're talking about leucine as a potential therapy for muscle wasting. So from your review, what conditions can leucine or high leucine proteins, if there's a distinction between the effects of either of these, be beneficial in what type of muscle wasting conditions? And what else do they need to affect this?
Well, I think a general theme in the observations is if you look at the studies that were performed when either in bed rest or in aging, when volunteers ingested ample amount of protein, so more than 1 gram per kilogram per day, and the leucine supplementation did not work. And it was only in a study during bed rest, for example, when the volunteers were ingesting only about 0.7 grams per kilogram per day, and that the additional supplement would actually have an increase in muscle mass. So it really depends, I guess, on the availability either of other amino acids or the leucine amount that was ingested just in the normal meals, whether there's an effect. And for the rest, I think with the aging studies, a lot of the studies that we looked at either lack the appropriate control or just looked at long-term, just a pre and a post muscle sample and analysis. So, I mean, in that time, there might have been an increase in muscle mass. But what you see often occurring in long-term studies is that the control group often changes their body mass just because due to the study, they're actually forced into a routine of eating a certain amount, writing down what they eat, et cetera, et cetera. So that has a massive effect. So, yeah, there always is a strong need for a control group here. I think, I mean, the two best studies with leucine long-term supplementation actually come from the lab where I used to work in at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, the group from Luc van Loon. And yeah, they showed both in type 2 diabetes patients and in elderly individuals that an additional intake of leucine and the 7.5 grams of leucine per day does not further increase muscle mass, or doesn't change muscle mass. It doesn't change lean mass, and it doesn't change leg strength. So far, I think that although I couldn't agree more that leucine is an anabolic amino acid and that it rapidly stimulates mTOR activation and subsequently protein synthesis, it seems that long-term supplementation, at least in the design that's been used, so adding it to each meal, doesn't seem to improve muscle mass.
Dr. Scott Connolly, who was the founder of the formula that ended up becoming Metrex protein, had been on this show many times over the years. And one of the things that he always spoke to was, and his to quote him, the 3 gram requisite amount of leucine per meal delivered in a protein pulsed fashion. So it's from his research and from his perspective that if you're not getting a minimum of 3 grams of leucine per meal and then doing this periodically throughout the day, perhaps separated by 3 or 4 hours in between meals, that the net effect of the protein is negated. You just don't see the muscle building effects of leucine. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that leucine dose is probably important, but I mean the 2.5 grams of additional leucine, I mean that's on top of a let's say breakfast 10 and but definitely lunch and dinner about 35 grams of protein, which the liver is about 3.5 grams of leucine. Mm-hmm. Right? And it has been shown in very small amounts when people just gave close to 7 grams of essential amino acids, so that only contains somewhere between, well, maybe around the 2 grams of leucine, that it acutely stimulates protein synthesis. So, I mean, we can say that increasing the dose might have an effect, but so far, I mean, the doses that have been applied in that particular study actually normally show an increase in protein synthesis acutely in the response. So you would expect that works. Would it work with 3 grams? I don't know. That study hasn't been done. Or
right.
We don't have data to say that will work. But I think that's also one of the things that how excited would you be to do that particular study if you're shown with 2.5 grams you don't see an effect.
So what do you hope that people take away from this research, especially clinicians, as to the role of leucine in muscle wasting?
Well, I think the main thing that we would like to stress in this particular article is that leucine is if you want to stimulate protein synthesis, leucine is a very potent a potent activator. One of the problems is that it doesn't produce the long-term effect. And always the current reviews that are out there always end with the reason why it didn't work. Right? So it didn't work because we didn't give enough. The protein intake that we added was too high. There's always reason why it wouldn't work. And I think what we're trying to emphasize here is that there's just a couple of things, clear reasons, why it just it just doesn't translate. And the ironic thing, I guess, is that when we wrote this particular paper in September, there was a meta-analysis published by another group looking at the effect of losing on muscle mass, muscle maintenance. And they had the complete opposite conclusion of what we had. Like they said, well, leucine stimulates protein synthesis and therefore is effective in modulating muscle mass in the elderly. And if you look at the acute studies, yes, but the chronic studies show something different. And yeah, that's one of the things that we wanted to stress. And even, I think, if we assume that protein synthesis, stimulating protein synthesis is very, very important, then the approach of, and we know about the idea of anabolic resistance, right, that people, the elderly, and also patients with sepsis or during muscle wasting conditions in general, there's a reduced anabolic response to protein in general. And then the current approach is, well, there's this leucine threshold, we need to give more leucine to compensate that anabolic resistance. But I think one of the most important things is that if we agree that this is that we need to overcome this anabolic resistance, we probably should look at the factors that actually contribute to anabolic resistance. So why does mTOR, for example, not become activated in a patient with sepsis while they have adequate amount of leucine? That's probably a better way of mitigating muscle wasting than just providing more leucine.
Yeah. Listen, I realize that it's the wee hours of the morning there. I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show today.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
Take care of yourself.
All right, I will.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
So tomorrow's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, the Casual Friday. But here's some of the shows that we're doing next week. You ready for this one? Dr. Russell Ryder is coming back on to talk about melatonin to help fight Ebola. That's right. Quite frankly, we don't even hear about Ebola anymore. What happened? Isn't it interesting that the minute after our current government agreed to give $8 billion to the pharmaceutical industry to develop a vaccine for a disease that killed an average of 47 people a year since its discovery. $8 billion. We don't even hear about Ebola anymore. I just find that interesting. Also, we've got Brad Schoenfeld on Wednesday talking about fasted cardio. We're going to bust this myth once and for all. Also, next week, the role... Yeah, exercise, this is a really good one. I'm trying to open it. Exercise-trained men and women, the role of exercise and diet on appetite and energy uptake. Let's see what else we've got next week. I did say about fasted cardio. And then we've got Steve Lapidus from Age Force coming on to talk about their new nootropic patch. For those of you out there who like to feel something, that makes you sharper and more aware. I've got them on order. I'm waiting for them to get here. I'm hoping to have them before the interview. So we have that next week, and we've got lots more. I know Elisa Profumo has the 8th booked with two surprise shows that I don't even know about, and we'll probably find out tomorrow. But we've got lots of great shows planned for next week, so please keep listening, and thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow for Casual Friday. Take care.